Hello guys, and welcome to the Lean with Plants podcast. I'm Chelsea, former overweight, healthy vegan, confused about why I couldn't look like my favorite plant-based influencers, even though I was chugging back green smoothies every day. After a decade of unsustainable vegan diets, I learned the truth about weight loss, lost 40 pounds, and now I'm in the best shape of my life, even after two kids. Girl, if you've been struggling to drop the pounds as a vegan, stuck in a cycle of self-sabotage, sick of yo-yo dieting and going hungry, never being able to get and stay lean, then this is the podcast for you. Each week, I share the no BS truth about why vegan women are overweight, the action steps to get you shedding fat, and the mindset you'll need to get slim for life. I'm stoked to have you here. Let's get started. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode of Lean with Plants. I am so excited to be bringing this episode to you because I have the absolute privilege of interviewing Mariah, who is a Lean with Plants member. She has lost 19 pounds since joining Lean with Plants, and we're going to be talking today about overcoming restrictive eating, crash dieting, and how she has gained food freedom and actually improved her performance ability as a professional dancer. Mariah has struggled with the pressure in the dance world to maintain a lean body weight and just all of the things that came with doing that without having the information that she needed. Now she is able to eat as much food as she wants. She is not restricting herself anymore, and she's actually in the best shape that she has been in, which is flippin' fantastic. There's so much to learn from this episode, and her story is incredibly inspiring. So Mariah, you've lost about 20 pounds since joining Lean with Plants. Can you tell everyone a little bit about who you are and your dieting history? Because you are, obviously, you're a dancer, you're an athlete, and there's so much pressure in that industry to stay lean. There's a lot of restriction that goes on. Can you tell us a bit about what your lifestyle looked like before you joined Lean with Plants?
Yeah, so I live in Los Angeles, California, and I'm here to pursue a dance career, both performing professionally as well as educating. And I think honestly, what my diet looked like before Lean with Plants was super unhealthy. I mean, I've been vegan for about 4.5 years, 5 years, but, I was definitely in this yo-yo on again, off again, dieting situation where it was super, super, super restrictive. And then I would go crazy. I felt really trapped in my body, actually, and being around other dancers and people who are, some work really hard at it, of course, you know, but a lot of people also don't have to work very hard at it.
Right. They're genetical unicorns.
Yeah, they're eating pizza and burgers and drinking wine and beer all the time, and they're super tiny, and that just doesn't work for me. And so, I mean, I think I did my first diet at the age of 12. Wow. I was very young. Being in the mirror from that young of an age and being put in a line to be like, okay, it's costume day, and everyone's, you know, pinching different parts of their body. And I mean, that's not necessarily the dance teacher's fault. And I don't regret anything from my training. I'm very thankful for my training and my teachers. But it was the beginning of a very negative self-image, a very negative relationship with food. And I would find really strange ways to drop a lot of weight. And that would include calorie counting. Intermittent fasting was another one that I really tried. I love to eat though, so all of these like super things, they just didn't last, you know? And
yeah.
I did the like replace two meals with a shake and only eat one meal a day thing. And all of those restrictive things would work if I did them for, 30 days, look good for a photo shoot or a show. And then right after, it was just spring right back to normal. And so I felt really stuck because I was like, the only way that I'm losing weight is by being miserable and exhausted, which is not what you want to be for a dance performance, right? Like, you need to have energy. Lean with Plants definitely shifted all of that for me, big time.
So why did you, it's so curious because I was stuck in that kind of a similar cycle where I thought I had to do something extreme to see results. Like, what was your thought process where it was like, it has to be, extreme? Why did you think you had to go to those measures?
Yeah, I think the reason I thought I needed to take those measures was because nothing else seemed to work. Like, I would do the, like, people be like, eat intuitively, just eat when you're hungry, which is what I do now, by the way. But then I didn't really know, I didn't understand how weight loss worked. So when I did that, it didn't work and I would gain weight. And so the only thing that worked was super extreme things.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like if you don't understand those principles of weight loss and you use a moderate approach, it's very hit and miss whether that's actually going to be successful or not. And when you're stuck in that cycle of, it's like you're so desperate, right? Because you gain a lot of weight really, really quickly when you come off of a binge cycle, and then you want to take it off quickly when you go back. So I think it kind of plays into this like real pendulum black and white swing that is really, really common.
Yeah, big time. I feel that for sure. I think that also, I mean, the dance industry is just, it's very cutthroat when it comes to body image. And again, I regret nothing, and I love to dance and it's what I love to do. But the reality is that, when you're getting booked for something, your body is being booked. So
yeah,
they're either looking for a specific, they always have a specific idea of what body type, they want to hire. And I've been to auditions before and the response was, we would have booked you, but you need to lose 15 pounds.
Wow.
And like, that to me felt crazy. I was like, there's no way I can lose 15 pounds. Like, I just can't do it. But I was doubting everything in oil. So why?
Yeah. How did that feel? Because like most of us have that kind of internal pressure where we want to lose weight because we're comparing ourselves with other people, or we know that we need to get healthy. Like, there's a lot of reasons that people try and lose weight. How did that feel having other people tell you and having your job depend on trying to lose weight, but feeling like you couldn't do it?
Immense pressure. Like, it's like really hard to explain actually, but I think that when you feel like the people around you are being successful at it and you're not, it's really hard not to get in your head, where you're like, oh, and I've heard you talk about this before actually, where it's like, you feel like you're broken because you're doing what you're doing. You're following all of the influencers, you're getting all the meal plans. I mean, the amount of meal plans I've gotten or like less type thing.
Yeah.
So it gets in your head, and I think that there's a lot to be said about how we see ourselves. And I had a really negative body image prior to Lean with Plants. It was like, I just didn't want to look at myself. I didn't want to weigh myself. The number on the scale was terrifying to me. I never weighed myself before Lean with Plants because that was part of growing up as well. I was super obsessive about that. It was never a positive thing. So I think finding Lean with Plants opened that up for me, where I can actually step on the scale almost daily now and be like, okay, it's just data. I'm just data information. But it's not, that doesn't define who I am or how worthy I am of anything, or having a happy life or feeling good and feeling full.
Having energy is huge, isn't it?
I was programmed to, it's like the flip of what I am now, where I think when you're in this restrict binge cycle, you are taught to villainize thankful and
Yeah.
glorify hunger. I remember being so happy that I stayed hungry for a whole day. Like how messed up, you know?
No.
I know it's if I work with those things because there are human instincts, then I actually stay on track and I end up losing the weight that I did.
It's insane. It's so insane, and I still, to this day, I see so many people who think that the amount of food that they eat is going to be the biggest factor to whether they lose weight or not. So simply by cutting portion sizes, they think that they're going to be able to lose weight. So then you go, oh, hunger is a great indication of that. Because if I'm hungry, I'm eating less, I must be going to lose weight. I remember going to bed at 8 p.m. every night because I was so hungry and I was like, I can't stay up later than this. I can't go out with people. Like, I'm just going to go home. I'm going to go to bed so that I can kind of like quiet these gnawing pains in my stomach. And it is torture. And you pretty much always have some kind of like backfire to that. You know, like you come off of that and then you're back into the cycle and you it messes you up. It can mess you up for like quite a long time. So what changed for you? You're obviously you're not in the cycle anymore. You not only have more energy, like you're freaking glowing, I have to say. And you've lost 20 pounds. Like, what changed?
So much. I could say so much, but if I try to narrow it down, I think the biggest thing, one of the biggest things after joining the plants was learning what actually causes weight loss, which sounds so simple, but there's so much out there. You know, it's like they say abs are made in the kitchen, but it's like, you know, that made me Google at 2 a.m. when I'm starving. Belly flattening foods. It's like,
Yeah.
it's just the calorie deficit and
Yeah.
finding a way to do that through calorie density. That was the key. I mean, 100% learning how to put a meal together, component meals, having the 50-50 plate, huge. I mean, I still eat 50-50 plates because they're so heavy. And I feel like that was crucial in getting me to lose these 20 pounds, which, I mean, when I tell people I've lost 20 pounds, they're like, no, you haven't. Like, before I would wear really, really baggy clothes. Like, you wouldn't have known. You know what
Right.
I mean?
Do you have any pictures? Did you have any before pictures?
You know, not really. It was also the beginning of quarantine. Actually,
Yeah.
I joined Lean with Plants in August of 2020. So it was,
Wow, that's a long time. You've been there like pretty much since the beginning, or very, very soon from when we started.
I definitely avoided the camera. I took a picture, I think, 1 month into Lean with Plants. But other than that, not really. I mean, I have a photo from a friend of mine took it while we were on a hike together. And I mean, that photo is from May, but I think that was the last time that I stepped in front of a camera willingly. But now, I mean, now I think back on that and it's just, that's also what's changed is a confidence thing. It's a body image thing where I don't have to necessarily be satisfied with where my body was at that moment, but not hating my body is also like I didn't get anywhere by hating myself. As a matter of fact, I think the opposite. It was the idea of me being like, okay, I'm doing this for myself and no one else. I'm not doing it for a job. I'm not doing it for a photo shoot. I'm not doing this for performance. I'm just doing this for myself. And I do. I feel so much better. I feel like a different person, truly. That's extreme, but
Yeah, and your lifestyle has obviously changed so much, and like from what like I've observed of your journey, a huge part of that is just an overhaul in your habits. So what does your lifestyle like look like now? Like what is a day of eating? What would that look like for you?
So I love to prep everything once or twice a week. I hate being in the kitchen for long periods of time throughout the week.
Amen, sister.
I prep everything at least the night before, if anything. So I have oatmeal every morning because it's the easiest for me to grab and go. I can eat it cold, which is also super important for me, is to make sure I'm making foods that I can eat room temperature, hot, cold, doesn't matter. Because I just never know. Am I going to be in the car? Will I be at work? Will I be backstage? Where am I going to be? I don't know. But if I can find these foods that I can have any which way, then I'll eat them. So I'll prep a huge Instant Pot full of potatoes every week, about once or twice. Lots of oatmeals. I'll make them all separate. I'll have about five ready ahead of time. And then lots of frozen veggies. Lots of frozen veggies. My freezer is full of frozen veggies.
Yeah, I remember you did a little you did like a member tip for the Lena Plants course where you're showing how you eat about 1 kilo, so about 2 pounds of vegetables a day. Can you share with our listeners how you do that?
Yeah, so it's a lot to do with frozen vegetables and prep. And having a sauce too. A sauce or a spice or whatever it is for you. For me, it's hummus. I love to have hummus on hand and I can make it super easily. I mean, you can buy it oil-free, but making it is cheaper and faster, in my opinion, for me. Having it ready. So the frozen vegetables, I have them every day because it's easy to get and you know how much is in it. I'll
So
have.
you're looking at the packet quite often and saying, okay, so this is about my 2 pounds. I want to get through this amount within the day.
Yeah, and also the sheet from the course that lists how
Oh,
many.
the mix and match, the veggie
It's on my fridge.
guide.
Even though I have it basically memorized now, but I just like to have it there for reference because I can be like, oh, you know, I'll have this many zucchini today, or I don't know what you call zucchinis.
Oh, courgette. Yeah.
But yeah,
Yeah.
I like to have that for reference because it's nice to know how much you can actually eat. The first time I
Yeah.
like that was when we did that challenge where you could choose how many pounds of vegetables a day you would aim for. And that was so key in me losing the weight because I didn't realize how much I could eat. You can eat a lot of vegetables. I mean, there were days where I couldn't eat all of
Yeah.
them.
Yeah, that was a huge thing for me as well. When I understood calorie density, and it's a similar kind of thing. It clicked for me, and I realized, wow, I'm not broken. Well, I started to suspect that I wasn't broken. I must tell you, I was not convinced in the beginning. I was like, okay, we'll give it a go. We'll see how this goes. I started to suspect that, and that I had a calorie issue. Started to eat just tons more vegetables, and I remember in those days, I would be like looking up on MyFitnessPal, and I would be comparing something like cashew cream or some other like protein bars, the other kind of things that I used to eat, to vegetables. And I'd be going, hang on a minute, I can eat like 2 pounds of this for one bar. Or I can eat a whole entire buttercup, kabocha, acorn squash, whatever you want to call it, for like a couple of tablespoons of oil. Which one am I going to choose? So that was super, super key for me as well. And we actually, that little challenge that you're describing, we actually wrote that into the course now. So everyone who joins Lean with Plants, the first thing that they're going to be prompted to do in the first 30 days is that challenge so that they can get stuck into it, which is, I think, is really, really cool. And for people who aren't members, what we have is we have this little sheet where you can look and see how many vegetables it takes of different vegetables to get to your either your 1 or your 2 pounds a day. And it's one of the easiest things that you can do to kickstart your weight loss and that hopefully you continue for the rest of your life. It's just eating a buttload of veggies.
So many veggies. It's also really interesting, and the more that we talk about this, I realize too that diet culture is so, it's so about the yo-yo, really.
Yeah.
Do this thing for 30 days, or, you know, cut out this food group for X amount of time and see what happens. And you have to be perfect or else it won't work. And the cool thing about this is it's like, how can I sneak in more vegetables? And that's how I operate now. It's like I'm making okay, what added vegetable am I going to put in there? Can I add an onion? Can I add a bag of frozen broccoli? Can I add, it's more about what I'm adding than what I'm and I love that about it.
Yeah, it's so cool. And like, this is the thing is, every diet that you look at, or most diets that you look at, most of these fad diets, like I had someone message me the other day and they said, I've got like excess stomach fat. Like my stomach is really, it's starting to look like really, really big. I'm worried about, I'm pre-diabetic and I'm worried. And I've been researching and I've realized that it's because of insulin, like too much insulin, or insulin resistance, I should say. And I need to go on a keto diet. And I was like, no, like you need to, if you're going to lose any kind of fat, you need to be in a calorie deficit. It's not keto. It's not intermittent fasting. It's not like, it's not portion control. It's not a raw till four diet. It's not the starch solution. It's not this way of eating. It's not anything, one thing in particular. It's getting into a calorie deficit. And this is not magical. It's just a really easy way of doing that because you can eat as much as you want. And because you're not trying to necessarily be perfect. You're just trying to be effective. You don't have to get it 100% right. You just want to get results, which is really cool.
Yeah. I think that's also, though, that's kind of like the culture shock of it all when you do start eating this way. And it's something that you kind of have to learn to, you have to learn your why. Like, you have to learn what you're going to say, because people notice. It's strange, but people notice what you're eating, right? And so you have to know that people are going to be confused because they're also being fed all of this stuff from, you know, the beings that are eating this diet culture. And everyone is kind of hardwired to think, oh my God, if you're eating that much and you're losing weight, you must be that magical unicorn.
Yeah.
So I think what's really been super fascinating about this way of eating and this way of life, you could say, even, is being able to share that with people. Like, hey, actually, this mountain of food that I'm eating right now is the same amount of calories as your 2 tablespoons of oil on
your your salad dressing.
It's really freeing. The freedom is just got to be my favorite part about all of it. The freedom to know that I can make myself full, and that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. And I don't have to be hungry. I shouldn't be hungry, actually.
What effect has just the food freedom and feeling full, having more energy, what kind of impact has that had on your life, especially as an athlete?
So it's definitely increased my confidence. I think not having food freedom can be kind of awkward when you're in a situation where, you know, let's say, oh, we have a show and we're all going to go out to eat beforehand. And back in the day, when I was trying to do this restriction thing before shows, I wouldn't want to eat before a show. I would want to maybe drink a protein shake or just drink water or something very, very, very minimal. And it would be super awkward because everyone's eating and ordering food. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm just going to drink my little smoothie or whatever. And it wasn't really a smoothie. It was like protein powder and water, you know. So I think what's so cool about the food freedom and how it's impacted me and how it's changed things is that now, the day of the show, I have a full breakfast. And when I'm about to go on stage, I have a purse potato in my hand that I before I go on camera. Bizarre. I mean, that is so different than what it used to be. So, and then in turn, I have so much more energy. I look back on these videos, these photos, and I, from when I was doing the restriction cycle, and I it's not that I, again, regret those shows or regret the photo shoots, but I look at myself and I can see it. I'm exhausted. I'm stuck. So the freedom to be able to eat and know that I'm fueling myself properly, it's given me confidence to continue living my life in a different way than I was before. I've definitely broken the cycle by having the food freedom, for sure.
That's so cool. And one of the most awesome parts about having more energy is that you actually move more, so then you can actually eat more calories.
Yeah. I remember so specifically, the dance company that I'm a part of, we have these shows that are full length. So it just continues. It's not like piece cut. It's all together, which is awesome. Especially as an audience member, I've watched these shows. I'm like, wow, they must have such good stamina. Like,
yeah.
And we did this show and it was an hour long, and there was, without fail, a point in the show when I would get tunnel vision and feel like I was going to pass out. And in my mind, food never even crossed my mind. I was like, oh, I'm so out of shape. And so I said, no, girl, you just weren't eating. Like, food. And it's really just, to say I'm thankful is an understatement. I feel like it's a whole different world I'm entering.
It's so cool. It's such an inspiring story. It really is. And especially, I think, for someone who is athletic, like you're moving your body every day. You have to be in tip-top condition. And finding that this has been the most helpful thing for you. And when you look at like a lot of people who are in that industry, the restriction and like the reliance on like stimulants and protein powders and pre-workouts and all of that kind of thing, the fact that you're doing that with purse potatoes and veggies is so cool. Can you tell the audience what the heck are purse potatoes, because you are the purse potato queen?
So purse potatoes were born. I was at the beginning of this, so actually close to a year ago, and I was feeling the awkwardness of people asking me questions that I didn't really have the answers to yet, because I wasn't fully understanding it yet. I was still working through the course. And all I knew was that I was going to my friend's house and I wanted to make sure I had snacks and food, because that's key, right? We talk about that all the time. It's like, never leave the house without food, or at least eating before you leave. And so I put a potato in a baggie and I put it and my friend bumped my purse or something. Somehow my purse fell over and the potato came rolling out of my purse. I was mortified. I was so embarrassed. And they was like, Maya, why is there a potato in your purse? I started cracking up. And it was in that moment that I remembered what you said about embracing the awkwardness. And I was like, well, it's a baked potato and it's something I carry with me. I just carry potatoes with me. And so we all had to talk about it. And they're my close friends, so of course they're supportive and would never be malicious. But ever since then, they're always thinking about me whenever they see a potato. They're like at the grocery store and they see potatoes. They're like, hey, Mariah, it's your section. Or like, we just kind of have fun about it. And I just, like, we just goof off about it and embrace that. So then, yeah, that was the birth of the purse potato. And It's really interesting. I never thought I would coin a term.
Yeah, because this is such a big thing in Lean with Plants, and every time that someone, like so many people use purse potatoes now and purse veggies and all kinds of things, and we always think of you. It's a cool thing. I love that idea of embracing the weird and embracing that awkwardness, and when you own that and you're not ashamed of it, it's so hard the first time, but it becomes much, much more easy. Much easier, I should say. And that's a big part of in Lean with Plants, like something that we think is really, really important as well, is having those crucial conversations, having the confidence, or just doing it anyway when you don't, to make your life easier, to talk to people around you, to own those decisions. And something that's really cool about this is that when you're empowered with the knowledge that what you're doing is good for you, it is good for your body, you are eating enough food, you're eating in a way that you can sustain, you can actually have confidence in that. And I remember when I was like in a more of a like a very restrictive cycle, and I had kind of reasons and like little health things that I would say about what I was doing, but I think deep down I knew that it wasn't healthy and it wasn't sustainable, and I didn't really want to talk to people about it because they could see, like, she's not eating enough food. She's just having salad with an oily dressing. Like, that's how, and then I would be struggling to walk upstairs and things like that. But this is totally different. Like, you can have so much confidence because you know and you can feel that you just are so, so healthy, and it's such a good thing to be doing.
Definitely. I think also every woman before me in my family has an underactive thyroid. Every single woman.
Wow.
Great grandma, grandma, mom, sister, everyone, underactive thyroid. So that was always looming in my mind as well. Like, oh, maybe it's just because my thyroid, it's happening. Like, but I'm happy to say, and knock on wood, my labs are still thyroid. And my mom, who does have an underactive thyroid, she was asking me questions about weight loss, and I'm a pod leader in Lean with Plants, which is super awesome.
Woohoo!
I just love helping people, and I also can't help but talk about this with people who are talking about weight loss or they're, about to do a detox program or whatever. And she was saying all these things that she was about to try, all these like last-ditch efforts. And I was like biting my tongue, biting my tongue, biting my tongue. And she was like, "Mariah, what are you gonna say?" And I was like, "Just let me help you. Just let me help you." And she's not fully plant-based, but she's lost weight with an underactive thyroid, just implementing some of the little things that we talk about in Lean with Plants. I just kind of given her a little tips and tricks here and there, and she's even seeing shifts. So I love that this lifestyle isn't specific to people who are just healthy young individuals. Everybody, and just focusing on the progress, not perfection part of it, you're still going to see progress, whether big or small. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and any time that you are improving your lifestyle from where you are now, you're going to see results from that. And like, this is something that like is obviously super important to us in Lean of Plants, and that is the fact that it's not about following rules. Like, it's not for your mum. Like, she's not fully plant-based. Maybe she'll get there one day, but she can still see improvement by implementing principles, not just following like a dogmatic Bible with rules, or it's not about following the rules. It's about understanding how it works, implementing a few of these little principles, and they're so simple. It's so, so simple. It's just eat less calories by eating more low calorie foods. Mind-blowingly simple. So what have been the top three things that you have learned that have helped you lose those 20 pounds? What would be your top three?
Definitely calorie density by means of adopting a 50-50 plate. I think that was the first biggest turning point for me, was understanding how to make a meal. I remember being super anxious about this at the beginning. There's no meal plan, or like, here's what Chelsea ate every single hour of every single day to lose weight. There's none of that. But that's the most freeing part now that I look back on it. That plate of, you know, eat the vegetables, then eat the starches. You're still hungry? Great. Get up. Have another plate. Eat it the same way. You know, that was probably the biggest turning point for me. And then potatoes. Potatoes, potatoes, potatoes. If I go a day where I don't eat potatoes, which happens, of course, I notice that I'm way more hungry at the end of the day. The satiation that I feel from potatoes has helped me immensely. Then the third thing would have to be the community of Lean with Plants. I think there's something to be said about people coming around one another and supporting each other in the middle of this culture that we have that's been around a long time, diet culture, right? Like toxic ideas around how to lose weight. This community focuses on supporting one another in a healthy way. So that's different for me as well. Being in an environment where we can lose weight, but we're not doing it in such an obsessive, unhealthy way. We're able to talk about tough things like binging and falling back into old patterns, and we're able to work through things together. And of course, you can find this stuff online or whatever. It's a community turning point as well, where you have that accountability. You have people who you can be like, hey, I don't understand how to make a plate. And you'll have people in the comments be like, oh, here's my plate, here's my plate, here's how I did it. You know, so helpful, so kind. And that's been huge, especially during lockdown when you're home alone and you're doing this research and you know what to do, but you need the accountability.
It's so funny that you say that, because you've seen that we've massively shifted how Lean with Plants works over the past year that you've been in there. And what we've realized is that knowledge is such a small part of success, that it's really only that first little step, and that you can learn that stuff quite quickly. You can learn that in probably an hour, but that ability to keep making progress, to keep coming back even when you're struggling, to make a slightly better decision, all of that stuff around actually doing the things that you need to do, that's not necessarily about knowledge. It's about having the support to do that. It's about having a method of change, and community is a huge part of that. So you talk about, you talked a little bit about being a pod leader. Can you share what that means?
Yes. So being a pod leader, we meet once a week on Zoom, and basically we talk about our week and how it went, but what we're really getting down to is the nitty gritty of one little thing that you're going to do that week. It sounds very simple, but sometimes it can be kind of challenging for us to come up with one action, because we have all these big goals, right? I want to lose X amount of pounds. I want to see this change, and we all have goals, which is great. But in the pod, we talk about action. So one action, for example, you know, if I was like, I want to drink more water, that's a goal of mine. If I'm talking about this in the pod, we're going to break down one little thing that I could do that week to make sure I'm drinking X amount of water. So 32 ounces, let's say. My action would be every morning at 9 a.m., I'm going to fill my water bottle, because that will put me in a position where I drink the water, not I'm going to drink more water every day.
Yeah. It takes it from the airy fairy to something that you actually do, and breaking it down so small so that you actually do it, because you get this snowball effect, which is really, it's phenomenal. And I use this so much in my own life now. Like, I'd love to hear if you do this as well, where I know that if I can almost trick myself into doing the first tiny little action in a project that I hate, or it just feels too hard, it almost always snowballs into me achieving much, much more than I thought when I wasn't feeling motivated. And if you can take motivation out of this, and it's a similar kind of thing of prepping, you're doing all that prep up front to remove some of the motivation. You're bringing perspotatoes with you so that in that moment when you're confronted with all that food that you'd normally be eating, that you'd normally be hungry for, you've actually got something that you can eat first. The more that you do that, the more you get really clear about what those little things are and you start implementing them and you've got that support and accountability to do that, it's phenomenal the kind of progress that you can make.
Yeah, I agree. I think that on a weekly basis, it's nice being a pod leader because for a lot of reasons. I love being a pod leader. I could go on and on about that forever too. But I definitely use this still for myself.
Yeah.
When I'm speaking with my girls in my pod, whenever we end our call, I'm always thinking too, okay, so this week, what am I going to do this week? And lately, I mean, for months, it's been focusing on prep, because I really notice when I don't prepare that whole pot of potatoes at some point in the week, that's when things get stressful and chaotic. But definitely, yes, tricking myself into doing things. 100%.
Yeah. And this is something that anyone can do, whether you are in Lean with Plants or not, whether you're in a progress pod and you have that support system, you can start thinking about how do I take my big goals, my kind of airy fairy vague like results that I want, because this is something that we talk about a lot as well. Losing 20 pounds, that's not a goal, that's a result. That's a result of habits. So it's kind of within your control, but it's not, the result is only within your control in so much as you complete those action steps and you figure out what those actually are. So when you start to go, okay, that's the result I want, and then you break it down, what are the kind of habits and the daily actions that I need to actually get there? And then you come back a step further and you go, what's the first one? If I want to prep, what do I need to do? Maybe it's right now getting out your calendar and scheduling some time and putting an alarm on so that at 9 a.m. tomorrow, you've got that time blocked. And it's thinking about it in this way, because quite often we don't even want to put time frames on things because it makes it so much more real. And then you go, well, if I'm not going to put a time frame on something, if I'm not actually going to schedule something into my diary and into my day and commit to that, what's the likelihood that I'm going to do it? It takes it from something that is an ambition that you have to something that you have actually planned into your lifestyle, and it's hugely powerful.
100% agree. I think the time is it's always the part where we kind of giggle at each other, actually. And I'm like, okay, you're going to the grocery store, what day? And they're like, I'm like, okay, what time?
Yeah.
Can we start?
Yeah.
Super helpful. Very effective, honestly.
Yeah. No, totally. Mariah, what is one change that our listeners can make that will have the most impact on their weight loss? And this is a hugely loaded question. What do you think is something that they can take away and do right now or today?
I had to choose one. I would say give the 50-50 plate a go. And by that, I mean your vegetables, half of your plate first, then eat your starches, the second half of your plate second. And then if you're still hungry, do it again. Eat the same plate in the same order. And I think that's a good place to start, because it's not super overwhelming necessarily, and it's flexible. So whatever your family's eating, you can just throw it on the plate in that order.
Yeah. Yes. It's such an easy one. And you've actually combined two principles of weight loss. So you've got a 50-50 plate and then also preloading. So serving yourself a 50-50 plate and then actually eating the vegetables first. And if you're ever wondering what kind of vegetables, Google non-starchy vegetables. You're going to come up with so many different types. Pretty much every vegetable is non-starchy except for like sweet potato, potato and corn. But it, yeah, like you say, it's super easy. And I did an interview with Natalie probably about a month ago, and she was saying that in the beginning of her weight loss journey, she'd be buying like takeout pizza and then just having a side of broccoli.
I love that.
Yeah. And I mean, look at her now. She's lost 40 pounds, which is insane. Thank you so, so much for coming on and sharing your story. It's so, so inspiring. I think it can encourage and help a lot of people. And it's just been an absolute privilege to have you on and also to have you as an amazing pod leader. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much, Kelsey.
Thank you so, so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Mariah. And if you check out the show notes, I'm going to link her Instagram account so you can follow her. She's an amazing person, an amazing pod leader in Lean With Plants, which is something that we're super proud of. We are so incredibly blessed with the leaders that we have in the program. And yeah, if you join Lean With Plants next time around, maybe you will be in her pod. The next time that we're opening is the end of October 2021. We've just finished closing the doors to Lean With Plants when this episode airs. We will have closed today, which is pretty cool. It's pretty exciting. We have welcomed so many new members, and to everyone who is a new member, huge, huge congratulations. And if you missed out, make sure you get on the wait list for the next time that we open. All right, my friend, I will talk to you next week in another episode. Thank you again for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, don't forget to leave a review. It really helps the podcast gods let us know that you guys like this. See ya. Talk soon.